It's Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak declared a state of emergency yesterday to ensure that resources go to help Caldor fire evacuees from California taking refuge in the state. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
The massive wildfire prompted mandatory evacuation orders for more than 22,000 South Lake Tahoe residents. Due to road closures, many are being directed across state lines into Nevada. The influx of people is expected to result in unsafe road conditions, overwhelmed services, and insufficient evacuee sheltering. The evacuation center at Douglas County Community and Senior Center is already at full capacity. Governor Steve Sisolak's state of emergency directs state, local, and federal agencies to provide resources as needed. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
As Lucia mentioned, some of the evacuation centers originally set up for the Caldor fire are now full. Evacuees can head to the Reno Sparks Convention Center or the Truckee Veterans Hall. The Dayton Rodeo Grounds are also open for animals. Limited space is available for pets at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. We'll have more updates as the day goes on at our website, KUNR.org. The Caldor fire did cross over the Sierra yesterday. Fire officials say that's only the second blaze in state history to do so. The first one was the Dixie Fire. All Barton Health Services and medical offices are completely closed due to the threat of the Caldor fire. This includes Barton Urgent Care and the relocated emergency department that was at Lake Tahoe Surgery Center. The closures will be in effect until at least Friday, September 3rd. All patients are being transferred to other facilities and their families have been notified. Patients with upcoming appointments will be contacted directly. For a medical emergency, please dial 911. As evacuation orders grow in the Tahoe Basin and elsewhere, it's becoming more urgent for residents to be prepared to leave in a minute's notice. Jamie Royce Gomes is the manager of the Living with Fire program, managed by the University of Nevada Reno Extension, which we should mention is an underwriter of KUNR. She says in fire situations like the Caldor fire, the number one priority is to sign up for emergency notifications, then prepare an evacuation to-go kit.
Some things to include would be important documents like bank statements, trusts, insurance policy, birth certificates, medical records. Make sure that you have, some cash and your credit and debit card, medications.
She also recommends doing an inventory of your household items and taking photos of your home's exterior that can help with insurance claims if damage does occur. Royce Gomes says when evacuating, you also want to consider your clothing. She recommends wearing wool or cotton items with long sleeves, in addition to bringing hats, jackets, face masks, and goggles. Those living in Tahoe can get more information at TahoeLivingWithFire.com, and Nevada residents can learn more at LivingWithFire.com. With the Douglas County Community and Senior Center serving as an evacuation site for the Caldor fire, the campus is closed to the public and drive-through pickup meal services for homebound seniors are suspended at the center. Seniors who normally pick up meals at the community center can now get their food at different locations throughout the community. You can find the county's latest locations and times at douglascountynv.gov. Current and active Meals on Wheels recipients will still get their deliveries on their regularly scheduled days. An urban search and rescue team from the Las Vegas area has been sent to Louisiana to help out with the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. A Clark County spokesman said members of the regional FEMA unit known as Nevada Task Force No. 1 departed on Sunday for a 24-hour drive to the Baton Rouge area. Clark County Fire Chief John Steinbeck told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that the 38 team members may help with evacuations, clear debris, and provide humanitarian assistance. The assignment is expected to last up to 2 weeks. There are 28 FEMA task forces around the nation. Those are your morning news headlines for Tuesday, August 31st. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.